We're reviewing chapter 18. And right. There are a few concepts to be introduced to. I'm going to treat it as if we never learned it at all, which is probably the best way to do. And I'll explain again. And if it's something that everybody understands already, so just you could just chime in and stop me. Otherwise, nothing wrong with going over everything a second time, or third time, or fourth time, or fifth time, or even 100th time. As we learned already in Tanya, that learning 101 times is much better than 100 times. So the Alter Rebbe explains, Tanya is based on the pasuk, on the verse in the end of Dvarim, the end of the Torah, that says, Moshe is telling the Jewish people that the Torah that I have commanded you in the name of Hashem is very easy for you to do. He says, "Kikaro ve'lecha." This thing is very easy to do for you to do. Me'od, extremely easy. Beficha, in your mouth. That means the mitzvahs that have to do with speech. Bilvavcha, in your heart. La'soso, and to do, to fulfill. That means the mitzvahs that have to do with action. Very easy. The Alter Rebbe had previously translated this verse a little bit differently than what appears to be the immediate translation. Immediate translation seems that Moshe is telling the Jewish people, "Karav alecha adavr ma'od, this thing is very close to you. Beficha alvavcha lasoso, in all of the aspects that the mitzvahs demand, whether it's a mitzvah that demands something to be speech, like a davening mitzvah, or a mitzvah of saying something, or a mitzvah that demands thought or belief. There are certain mitzvahs that demand the person should believe a certain way. And there's a mitzvah that demands, for example, we read in the Shema to love Hashem, be ahavta at Hashem, you should love Hashem, you should be fearful, in awe of Hashem. Or it's a mitzvah that demands you to do action, like you have to give tzedakah, you have to take the lulav and esrog, you have to do whatever the mitzvah is. That's what the immediate meaning of the verse of this pasuk appears to be. That beficha bilvavcha la'asosa, bilvavcha means the things that are in your heart, things that are associated with inner state of mind. The Alter Rebbe, however, had translated this verse a little bit differently, and he explained to us that really what Moshe is saying is that when you do the mitzvah has to be done with heart. It has to be done with a certain state of mind. That means even the mitzvahs that are action mitzvahs must be fulfilled in a certain state of mind. It's not enough just to do them like a robot. Not enough just to do the mitzvah. You have to have a certain state of mind in order to properly fulfill the mitzvah and to properly get rewarded for fulfilling that mitzvah. What is that state of mind? Alter Rebbe had explained to us, the state of mind is to be in a state of love for Hashem, and that's why you're motivated to do the mitzvah. And at the same time, to be in a state of awe and fear of Hashem, and that's why you're going to be very careful to follow every single detail and not to miss any of the details, and then to be very scrupulous with the time and the place and all the laws of the mitzvahs. So therefore, the Alter Rebbe explained to us that the fear and love of Hashem actually is the similar to wings that a bird has. A bird has a body, and the body is not dependent on the wings. Alter Rebbe had quoted a halacha that says that if a bird is missing its wings, you could still slaughter it. It's still considered to be kosher. In other words, the bird can live without its wings, just like, God forbid, a person can live without their hands and feet, as many people unfortunately do. In different difficult circumstances, your hands and your feet are not essential and critical to your life. It makes life very difficult. God forbid a person is missing their external limbs, but it's not your life itself. And the same is true of a bird. And Alter Rebbe said, so why does a bird need wings? The answer is very simple. A bird needs wings in order to fly. If you want to stay on the ground, that's fine. But if you want to fly, you must have wings. And the same is true of our mitzvahs. If we fulfill the mitzvah and we want just that the mitzvah should have an effect exactly where we are. We're not going to get the full beneficial effect of the spirituality and the energy that that mitzvah is supposed to be generating. Then you do the mitzvah in a automaton fashion. You do the mitzvah in a way that has no emotion attached to it. But if you want that the mitzvah should rise up on high and should be able to bring down the energy from the places that Hashem is allowing us to access spiritual energy by doing mitzvahs, then the mitzvah must be done with fear of Hashem and love of Hashem, with emotion. The Rebbe says, quotes the Zohar, that the emotion are the wings that allow the mitzvahs to soar and allow the mitzvahs to reach where they have to go. So therefore, Alter Rebbe says, when Moshe is telling the Jewish people, this thing is very close to you, Moshe is not shortchanging us. Moshe is not talking down to us. Moshe is saying, our master and our teacher who gave us the whole Torah is telling us, hey, you guys, every single one of you is able to fulfill every single one of the mitzvahs completely in the best possible way with fear of Hashem and love of Hashem. And that's what it means, that it's very near to you in your heart. Well, Rebbe says, Moshe is telling us that there's no such thing as some Jews can do mitzvahs properly and some Jews cannot. Every Jew, and all of you guys, and Moshe knew his people very well, every one of you is capable and has the capacity, has the ability to fulfill the mitzvahs 100% with fear of Hashem, with love of Hashem, with the proper emotion. They'll get the proper reward. They'll have the full spiritual effect. Every single one of you. That's how the Alter Rebbe started his book, the Tanya. The Alter Rebbe said, this does not seem to be the case. At any rate, it's very, very difficult for a person to fulfill the mitzvahs with the proper fear and love of Hashem. The Rebbe is not even talking to people who can't do mitzvahs at all. The Rebbe was speaking to people who were living a religious life, but they felt that the mitzvahs that they're doing was not being done with the right state of mind, with the right state of heart, with the right emotional and mental state of preparation. So therefore, what we're studying now in the beginning of chapter 18 is a second answer from the Alter Rebbe as far as this question. Up till now, the Alter Rebbe explained that if a Jew has fear of Hashem and love of Hashem, the Alter Rebbe explained that how do you have fear and love of Hashem? Alter Rebbe said, well, meditate, contemplate, think about the amazing world that we're living in. Not just the fact that it's amazing because of the laws of nature, but because of the amount of spiritual energy that Hashem is putting into this world. Think of the accomplishment that your mitzvahs can accomplish by bringing down the spiritual energy into this material physical world, which is limited, introducing an aspect of unlimited energy into this physical world. Think about all these things. You'll be motivated with an extreme love and a fear of Hashem. You'll be motivated with, again, as I said, a fear not to miss out on any details, and a love to do this thing, to be one with Hashem, and so on. But the Alter Rebbe said at the end of the last chapter, 17, clearly even this is, although it's a prescription, it's a very difficult prescription to follow. It's much easier to talk about it. It's much more difficult to actually live that way. Alter Rebbe said, how many people can actually say that through meditation, they are able to develop a love for Hashem that is exclusionary to the materialistic world? In other words, if you ask a person at any given moment, you're in the middle of meditating about how wonderful Hashem is, would you like this thing that you've always wanted, this material, physical thing? Of course, I'm running. You only have 5 minutes right now to get it. Would you drop it? Of course, this is my whole life. So clearly we're not on that emotional and mental level, Alter Rebbe says, except for the great tzaddikim, to be able to truly say with truth, with sincerity, that our meditation and our contemplation and our understanding of the greatness of Hashem and the spiritual worlds and the angels and this and that, is able to make us really, really, that should be our motivation. Our motivation is selfish. Our motivation is simplistic. Our motivation, much less. Now, the Rebbe says, if Moshe is talking to the Jews, he must be saying something that is accessible to every single person. And he must be saying something that you can actually do, not only that you can actually do, but that you already have. And that's pretty much the key to understanding the next few chapters. That Moshe says to us, it's not even that you have to meditate and contemplate and develop some new level of attachment. There's clearly something inside of each and every one of us that we already have, that all we have to do is reach inside ourselves and access that thing. And once we access that level of understanding, that level of emotion, that level of attachment that we already have, then that will be the motivator, and that will be the connection, the connector, and that will be the source for our fear and our love of Hashem. In other words, that will put us into the right emotional state. So therefore, again, just to restate it a little bit in different words, up till now, the Alter Rebbe has been discussing acquiring a level that you don't have yet through meditation and study and contemplation and preparation. From now, in at least the next few chapters, the Alter Rebbe will discuss focusing on internal strengths that Hashem has given the Jewish nation already, and using those strengths that we already have in order to be able to put ourselves in the proper emotional and mental state to fulfill the mitzvahs. And the Alter Rebbe says, that you can't argue with. Don't tell me, the Alter Rebbe says, that you can't do it if you already have it. A person says, I don't have the ability to do such and such because I never learned how to do such and such. Yes, that's an argument. But if you know how to do it and you already have it, and then you refuse to do it, then you're just being stubborn. Then you're just being willful. And that, the Alter Rebbe says, we're not talking about such people. We're talking about people that really want to be in part of the program. You want to be part of the program and you say, I can't do it. I can't this. I never learned that this is that. Okay, I get it. But to say that something that you already have and something that is already is in your arsenal, in your pocketbook, in your pocket, it's already part of yourself. Well, then you're just ignoring the facts. And that the Alter Rebbe says, just open your eyes. So that's what we're going to be talking about in these next few chapters. The abilities and the qualities that the Jewish nation already has, and using those abilities and qualities to put ourselves in the proper emotional mental state, so that in fact, when Moshe tells us this thing, meaning the mitzvahs, all of the mitzvahs are easy for us to do, and we can do them not only to fulfill them in a rote manner, in an automatic manner, but also in a manner of proper emotional and mental state, of proper love for Hashem, of proper fear of Hashem. Then Moshe tells us this, Alter Rebbe says, so simply access internal strengths that you, each and every Jew, already possesses, and you simply have to recognize that you possess it, and when you do, that will be the motivator. So that is what we're about to study. So let's see some of this inside. I just want to give you another few prefaces in order to further understand this chapter. Alter Rebbe is going to explain to us, which we have touched upon already, but is going to once again talk about the levels of the 10 sefirot, the 10 levels that form the basis for every single thing that's been created, including objects, including emotions, including actions. Everything is created with this scheme of this 10 sefirot that Alter Rebbe explains to us. And we're specifically going to be talking about Chachma, the first one of the 10 sefirot. And the Alter Rebbe is going to explain later in the chapter, which we've already spoken about really, but we'll be talking about again. And just to refresh your memories, that there are these 10 levels, these 10 sefirot, 10 levels, and the 10 levels are a description of a process that is happening. So essentially, if you break down a process, any process and every process can be broken down into 10 steps. And the 10 steps are called these 10 sefirot. That's what they're called by the language of the Kabbalists. The first one of the 10 steps, the Alter Rebbe explains to us, is called Chachma. And Chachma is a level that is a level of attachment, a level of humility, a level of acceptance, and it's also a level of discovery. It's a flash of inspiration. It's the beginning, the kernel of a new thing. So you can call it whatever you want to call it. And the Kabbalists use, as we've spoken about many times in the past, they use Hebrew words that are poetic. They're approximations, but you have to approach that Hebrew word from the right with the right mindset in order to start understanding what the Kabbalists are trying to explain to you. And of course, that's true of all poetry. If you take a word in a poem and you understand how the poet is using that word, what was in the poet's mind when the poet chose that word? And then you understand the point that the poet is trying to make. And this same is true of all the terms in the Kabbalistic lexicon, in the Kabbalistic dictionary. You can't get hung up on the word itself. You have to understand what were they trying to say. It's a very technical term. So Chachma, the word Chachma, we all know Chachma is a wise person. But that's not specifically what it means in this context. In this context, Chachma means the flash of inspiration that begins the process of discovery, the beginning step that begins every journey, the ability to become humble and to recognize that you need to undertake that journey, the ability to start thinking about a new thing and not to get hung up on the old way that you were thinking. So Chachma means all of these things and more, as we will be discussing later in the chapter. So let's start the chapter now, chapter 18. In the previous chapter, I'll never discuss the verse, but this thing is very near to you. It cannot truly be said of law and of the second paragraph, which must be created by meditation, that it's very near. Meditation requires knowledge, or meditation requires an intellectual predisposition. If you don't understand how great Hashem is, you never studied, or you don't have an intellectual capacity in order to be motivated by your intellect. Many people are not motivated by their intellect at all. How could it be very near to this person to observe the mitzvah with love and fear? So now we're going to start the text to explain more clearly and more precisely the word very. It says it's very near to you. Very seems to me would indicate that it is extremely simple, very near to do mitzvahs with the proper mental and emotional state of mind and state of feeling. It's not very near at all. Most of us, most of the time, do most of the mitzvahs just because we have to. How often do we do a mitzvah and we're really, really so excited about that mitzvah? This is an amazing thing that we can do that. Most of it do it because we want to show our children. We believe it's important. We believe it's our obligation. We believe that if we don't do it, we'll get a punishment. We believe that if we do it, we'll get some reward later on. But to say that this is what I'd really love to be doing, and this is the thing, yes, it's true of some mitzvahs, and we're not that bad off, and it's true of sometimes and so on, but on a regular basis, the Moshe is talking on a regular basis. So how could this be said? So you should recognize with certainty that even the person who only has a limited understanding of Hashem's greatness, and he also has no heart to comprehend, meaning that his mind and heart are not suited to meditation. This is not an individual who is motivated by heart, motivated by mind. The individual is motivated by a nice smorgasbord of different wonderful stuff, by a nice vacation, by a nice gift, not motivated by heart and mind. Even this person can produce, it is a very near thing for him to guard himself from transgressing the prohibitive commandments, or practice the positive commandments. You can truly fulfill this. Now, the Rebbe says, you know what the secret is? The secret is you have already something in your toolbox as a Jew. Because you are a Jew, therefore, you already have something inside of yourself that you don't have to produce. As I was saying before, yes, if it's a person says, I